She depicted everything about God, oneness, unification, our unity with God, and that's the beginning of treatment, right? And I am whole, I am, could also be our declaration from coming and knowing our consciousness, our connection. We declare it into the I am. I am bestowing upon I am. All right. So today we should be really moving into the book How to Change Your Life. Very good, from Ernest Holmes. And thank you, Connie, for showing the book around, because I don't have my book today. However, I wanted to bring out the consciousness of the book. The actual source of the book is about, if you're changing your life, what are you changing it into? Is it changing into something that is outside of you, or is it something that is already within you that is going to be, out picturing? And the one person, sorry, Uncle Ernie, the one person that I know could do that for me is the author Carol Zinn, and her book Thinking from the Infinite. I think she has broken it down so beautifully that I understand it. There is a part of her book that says, if God is everywhere present and if everything is God, well, did God stop a couple feet in front of me? Right? So in other words, no, couldn't be. So I am included. I am part of that I am. So Ernest Holmes, which is one of our earlier metaphysicians, he was a part of the movement, or part of the he actually tapped into the consciousness, the thought, the philosophy of other metaphysicians at the time, and he actually co-created in some ways what we are basically studying or basically practicing. He's put it in a way that made it simple, made it easy for us, along with others. And so when he did it at the time, it was called religious science. The foundation was religious science, but it has, since moved into the science of mind, and we have the textbook, The Science of Mind. It shows up in different forms. But the science of mind is literally telling us about the energy, the unity, the universe. What is it? What's the alpha? What's the omega? Where did we all begin? Where did things, start? And so Ernest Holmes kind of made sense of that a little bit for us. He also agreed that, the world's religion, what we actually have wars over right now, right? That there is that core truth to them that God is one, is one God, and yet we have, dissonance over that. And so we come into our philosophy regardless of religion, but knowing that the truth behind our belief, the truth behind our life, is about the oneness of God. And so it really doesn't matter what we call this God, right? Or what we call the religion. It's about that basic energy, that basic stuff that moves and breathes us, right? Not only does it move and breathe us, it moves and breathes the animals, the trees. Everything that is made, everything, including the carpet, including the silly 2020, right? Everything came from that divine idea, the divine mind, right? So currently, I am doing a class, teaching foundations, well, co-teaching foundations, science of mind. And one of the things that came up was, what's the difference between self-respect, self-esteem, and another one, self-confidence, right? And so everybody had their little parts to play and so on. And then Reverend Trish said, well, what if we substitute self for divine? And that just melted everything. So it just brought us back to, it doesn't matter, even though we are in our individualized form, the truth is we are divine. If we want to call that energy divinity, if we want to call that energy God, if we want to call that energy substance, whatever it is, the truth is that's who we are. And yes, we do have to show up in the world, right? And so we show up individually. Hopefully, we show up as, as fruits of God, fruits of the divinity, which sometimes, kindness and, thought and power and all this stuff. So the energy that we are is so basic that, well, I'm speaking for myself, I take it for granted. But the way it's explained is that this energy is just like gravity. It's the law. It's a law that has to work. It must work, right? So just like gravity, you drop something, it hits the ground. Whether you come from an airplane with a parachute, or you just jump out, is going to work the same, right? It sounds a little, it kind of horrible that you would just, jump, but this is just for drama, okay? So it is actually the same, right? It has the same momentum except for the parachute, which kind of slows it down, but gravity will work it. She also talked about electricity. Electricity doesn't care who uses it, unfortunately. I thought I was special. Came into my room, turned the lights on. Hi, Gail. No, anybody could go into my room, turn on the light, and electricity would work. All right? So it's like I want us to kind of wrap our minds around the law of creation just the same way, right? It will work. It is just another law of the universe, right? How it came about, how it studied, what are the research and all that is there. And I am at the point where I accept because my heart and my faith and my everything about me is very, very accepting of this philosophy. And so I feel very strong about the belief that I hold that if that creation comes as a result of some of the steps, the steps we call spiritual mind treatment, it kind of makes sense because we are in a truly a creative mindset, a creative mind. The divine is creative. Things happen as a result of our thoughts. We have ideas, and sometimes we are thinking, oh, it's just a thought. But if we have that thought and perpetuate that thought a lot of times it shows up, right? Willingly or unwillingly, all right? So there is a creative force in the universe. And we don't even have to study it to know it. We just know that, all right? So even if you don't believe that it works, guess what? It still works. All right? So we might as well get on board. All right? So the one power, one presence is about the universe. And anything outside of that, and I'm going to come back to that statement, has to be duality, all right? So I'm encouraging us to start thinking in oneness, because is there anything outside of oneness? If there is a hole, and let's say this is it, what's outside of it? Nothing, right? So if we can start seeing this, our conditions, our circumstances, our beingness, our living situation, our existence, if we can start seeing that as, hey, I am in the oneness of the universe, where universal energy is not biased, it will work for me, it will work for you, where all the laws are not biased, they will work for anyone who activates them, right? So if I'm here, I can't be outside of that, because there is no outside, all right? So if you could kind of wrap your mind around that, then that is part of the oneness, right? And that's our beginning place. So I have brought copies of this. I'm just going to pass them around. So as you hear different aspects of God, so we normally would put God at, you know, all the, you know, the thought, the imagination, dreams, and all that stuff at the top, because this is how God shows up. But God shows up in any way. And I also have some clues about what God could present as. So I'm going to send these two around. And as I continue to talk, you can fill them in. Can I have one each for you? Thank you. Thank you. So it's about our belief, and, you know, are we believing? And if we can believe that much, then there is just another little area that we also need to kind of get out of the way. And I guess this is where the self-esteem and self-respect and self-confidence had come in, because a part of our lives, and, you know, some people grew up in amazing homes where they never had any sort of ideas of not enoughness in their lives and feeling worthless, right? So, but for me, and I have heard of many, many people who, even up till now, still deal with the sense that they were made to feel worthless and unlovable and not enough, right? Or we may have grown up with ideas of not enoughness. We may grow up with ideas about money. I always heard money don't grow on trees. And I keep planting trees, but they keep dying, right? No, seriously. So I have to change my idea, right? So this is part of our belief system that we have to know is erroneous, right? When it comes to pure energy, we believe that energy / God / substance, spirit, is whole, complete, perfect, right? As we talked about the self injects itself. It is obviously has free will, free volition, and can do and say, because that's how you direct your own lives. But Not only do we direct our own lives, we direct the lives of others. Hint, hint, our kids, our families, right? And we tell them untruths because we learned untruths, right? So it's a perpetuation. So now that we know more and we know better, it's up to us to release the untruths. One of the ways to help you release it is truly seeing you as a whole with this amazing power. And when you see yourself as a whole, then if you really have that understanding, if God is, then I am, right? Without even having a hesitation. So we come and we might think, oh my goodness, that's sacrilegious. Ooh, right? I was never taught like that. I was taught that God was out there, and God, you pray and you beseech and you know, and things happen, right? And people still do that, and things still happen. However, we are wanting to pray from a place of empowerment. And that empowerment is who God is already. So if we know God is, let's say, knowledge. And I know we have a student, a perpetual learner here, right? If God is knowledge, then I am that. And you have found a way to make the law work for you, even if you're trying to figure out science of mind, right? You're here. Well, how did you know to be here? To at least have a slant of one thing, one idea of it, right? So it's just the way you propel is you understand what you want. You didn't know you were putting yourself into the full power of knowledge, but then you followed your heart. I need a banner here, right? So following your heart says, you know, it feels good to know more. And I want to know more about science of mind. So I'm going to look online. I'm going to figure out where I could go. Da, da, da. And you go. And here it is. You are in the well of knowledge, right? And so that's how it works, how creation works. You actually created. Did you know that? Full creation. And so the creation is about wanting, knowing that one of these is who I am, and then the next thing is opening up to it. And not even opening, just knowing, because there's no opening. If you are it, you are it. We just have to recognize that knowledge. So we call it recognition as God, unification. I am one with God. And once I know that oneness, then I come from a place of power, right? And the place of power is the certification that I've gotten from the recognition. So I have what it takes to produce, to create in this now moment, right? And God is, I am, very present. Right? Those are now words. What happened 2 minutes ago is gone, right? There is the essence of it, but in the now is only how and when God shows. We are constantly evolving, constantly unfolding, and that gives us a lot of strength to know that in this moment, so in every moment, even though I, let's say, failed in this moment or think that it wasn't the way I needed it, I still have Here it is, another moment to make a choice, to change things, to make things different. And so we just have to understand that God, energy, the substance, Buddha, universal, you know, oneness, it's us. We really have to know that in order to move our consciousness to that bigger place. All right? So I was doing a treatment. Well, we were coming up with how to, you know, to frame this, the treatment itself. And so I actually said, you know, I wanted certain things to happen. And one of the students said, Reverend Trish, did she say that because, did you correct her because you wanted to put her in a higher realm? And I got it immediately. Reverend Trish didn't get it because of the type of question, right? But that higher realm is what it takes to really feel entitled, and it's want of a better word, but to really feel that this is it. So if I pray, if I ask, if I declare from a space of greatness, then I don't have to dictate the small outcomes. And I think that's what I had done. I had said, I want to be this, this, this. And Reverend Trish asked, well, what are you feeling? What, you know, what would you like to experience? What emotion, right? And that is where she asked, the student asked the question. So if I come from the bigger place, guess what? And we direct our thoughts, because wherever our focus goes, the power will flow, right? And so if my focus was on the bigness of God, and I'm pulling my request, my ask for what I want in my, you know, minute world, in my own individual world, then I don't have to worry, because as long as I direct spirit as to what I truly want, right? Because it has to be directed. We can say, I want the consciousness of the universe and to be in love all day. And we'll be in la-la land all day too, right? And la-la land doesn't mean that, hey, you know, I'm not contributing, because I could be blessing people like crazy out there, just being me, right? But yes, I want that, but maybe I wanted something more concrete, more material. So I have to ask and direct spirit, because this is all the amazing stuff up here, right? And this is the direction, is that we are directing spirit, and spirit goes through, and you know, it kind of complicated, but this is actual the material world, right? This is the concrete, this is what is actually showing up. Before that, it's all in thought, all in ideas, all in energy form, all in powerful forms, but because we are directive, we tell spirit what is it we want to experience. And it's from a place, from this place, that I'm wanting, or I'm encouraging us to do your visioning board today. So knowing that you are all these amazing qualities, so just shout out some qualities. What are some qualities of God?
Love.
Success.
Freedom.
Yes. That's what freedom. I had asked for. Freedom.
Joy.
Compassion. compassion.
Knowledge.
Huh?
Knowledge.
Knowledge, right?
Health.
So we have all these amazing truths, right? And this is not, health is health. There is nothing ill about health. Life is life. There is no death about life, right? So we are coming from a pure, perfect space, right? God, they have the omnipotent, omniscient, all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere present. So if God is health and overall health, all right, health in its perfect form, is God going to come up to me and say, no, there is no biasness, right? If I pull that in and request and ask for health to be seen and show up in my life as the perfect expression of what it looks like, then, hey, I call it forth. It has to happen, right? It comes in ways unexpected, but it happens. And it's up to us to believe and to have that faith, all right? So there's a lot of qualities of God that would help us to put our minds in the right place, and the law will always bring it to pass. So we talk about recognition, unification, realization, or declaration, right? So declaration, the world is at your footstep. Whatever you want, I'm serious, okay? It sounds really out there, and right? But whatever you want to bring into your life, this is where you do it. You literally focus the power of the universe and direct it into a more substance, subjective form. So we come from this huge objective overall place, and now we are bringing it closer to home so that I can literally see it and feel it and experience it, right? So as we come from the place of wholeness, allness, we call it perfection. And I always have to explain why perfection, because people see themselves as imperfect, right? And rightly so. We have a lot of ills in this now moment in our human body, right? But we have to be able to overcome the what we are experiencing and go into that bigger space. Release the smallness and embrace the bigness of the universe, the bigness of God, the bigness of spirit. Use the name that fits best for you, all right? Because that is what's going to make sense for you. And so as you access it, you stay there with it. You heard the bells? The bells take us into a space of silence, but it feels like a loaded space, right? It doesn't feel as though it's just a bell. So take yourself into that space, however you do it. Some people do it with just being quiet. Some people just know and ground themselves with different grounding tools and say, in this moment, because God has to be in this moment. And so the declaration is, we are going to use present tense, right? Because the only thing we can do is now. Sometimes we pray, I want, and if it shows up, we can't go with the if. We can't go with the when, because what we are doing, we kind of contradicting what we have just claimed to be the allness, right? So when it shows up, or if it shows up, we are open to it. However, see it as now. Why we have to see it as now? Because you're not manufacturing it from somewhere else. Seriously, right? We have to let go of the thought and the control that we have to make it happen. Mm. It's out there. It's huge. It's a big concept. But if we truly trust in the flow and the creative aspect of God, when we ask, we should just know that God is. And God shows up as the idea that we have. All right? And so it has to be in the present. Usually you want to put it in affirmatively, positively, right? You want to make it as powerful as possible, because the way I feel zingy about being in the isness, in the I am-ness, you can stay there, right? But then you still have to come with that presence and power and put a lot of how you feel into it. Sometimes you can even go into, wow, I want to feel like whatever it is that you're bringing forth. So if you're going to ask for a home, or so, you want to be as directive as possible. You don't want to say it's a three-bedroom house, two bathrooms, it must be 3x9. No. But you want to say, I want to have a beautiful home. If you have located a neighborhood, say, in that neighborhood, maybe what kind of home you're looking for. And then just leave it into the ethers and let the magic happen, right? Because the control is what gets us. Mm-hmm. Thinking that we have to do it. When here we are, we have a beating heart, we have a whole system going on inside of us that's working, and we don't have to even worry what's going on inside there, because the universal energy and the energy of the cells, same energy, making things work in me. So if I could not worry about my humanness that is going to work, why do I worry about my I am-ness that is going to work, right? So truly, speaking to myself, I really came from a real powerful place, and I got it in a bigger way. So now my ask is so much more defined, right? I have brought my ask down to truly what I want to see happen in my life. So when we ask in those powerful, present, and positive ways, then we give thanks. This is the fourth stage of treatment. And who are you giving thanks to? Not God. Not, right? It could be anything within. So I say, I give thanks for the amazing understanding, for the knowledge that I am aware of the powerful presence of creation. So because if you are giving thanks to something, someone, then we have a duality system going on. We have you and somebody else, right? But if you see this entire universe as is, then your gratitude opens up into, wow, I'm so grateful for the expression of spirit showing up as. I am so grateful that I am aware that there is a powerful work that is going on that I, in my experience, will literally, see come to pass. So the gratitude is a gratitude of gratefulness from that powerful space that you've been, and then you release. You release into the law. It's the same mix. Nothing outside of you. And the law could be, you drop it and the law took it. Gravity, right? You release, or you switch and the light came on. Electricity. You're releasing into the creative law. How it works, why it works, I can't tell you right now. But it works. Okay? And that is what we have to really embrace, that it works. So I have spiritual mind treatment. You know, I put it in the form of the five steps, but there is a sixth one, which is purpose, and we're going to close off in a quick minute. It makes sense to define a purpose for your treatment. Maybe talk about your circumstances first. So this is what is going on, and then what you want, right? And then you recognize God as you put in all the qualities. When you do whatever you want to bring into your life, you put in the qualities here. So if you want knowledge, God is knowledge. God is all-knowing. God is efficient. God is freedom. God, right? So you put in everything here, then you are all of this, because remember, it's all one. So I am. God is I am, right? Realization. Put your power where you know that flow is. So you focus where your flow is. So if you focus on all these qualities, you're bringing it into your subjective. And then you give thanks and you release. All right? So we're going to take a break. On our next, when we come back, Leah would grace us with her powerful presence and music. And we're going to go into a meditation. And I encourage you to use this, so you could write whatever comes up for you, because we are doing our visioning of for our lives from the place of oneness. So if I know it here, if I know it here, if I know it in my heart, then I am going to see it happen, all right? And we have magazines that could give you that mental image and bring you right into the whole experience of it. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm going to pass these around.